Simen Dalet Sif Hey. Kishakoisev Sefer Torah, when writing a Sefer Torah, Tzara Shiyeh Lefanav Sefer Acher Muga Heitev, a person has to have in front of him another Sefer, which is well checked, Sheyatek Mimenu, in order to copy from it, which is what we call today a Tikkun. Sheaser Lichtev Afilu Ois Achash Shalei Minaksav, one is not permitted to write even one letter in a Sefer Torah, Shalei Minaksav. In other words, what you're writing, you have to be writing from a text. Everyone has to have a tikkun that they copy from, or a chumish that they're copying from. You don't have to stop by each letter to see the word before you write. In other words, you don't have to say, Vayedaber, write Vayedaber. Hashem, let's say, write Hashem. El, right? In other words, you can do you can look at Vaidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar and then write Vaidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar. You don't have to see each word as you're writing it. What if a person wrote Shaloi Minaksav? There are those, the Ran in the name of the Yerushalmi says that it's also to read from such a Sefer Torah, unless it's Mamash Hashas Adchak. V'yeshayimrim de'bidiyevid lo'y posal. Another say no, that it's all, the whole din is only l'chatchila, but b'diyevid, if a person wasn't makbid, is nish geferlich, and even if it's not a Hashas Adchak, it would be mutter to use the Sefer Torah. Halacha Vov. Afal pi shehu koisev mitoich haksav, even though this Sefer is writing mitoich haksav, tzarech gam kein sheyikra kol teba v'fiv, he has to read every word before he writes it, because we don't want him to make a mistake. So even though he's writing from a tikkun, nevertheless, before he writes the word, he should speak it out. The gam, another reason why he should speak it out is, in order that the kedusha generated by his speaking out the word is nimshach onto the oisius, that kedusha is chal on the Isis, as I zok the Bach, rag divrei puronius ain't it zarech lichrois befiv. But bad things in the Torah, like the Teichecha and such, one need not speak out before he writes it. The Chassam Sofer over here deals, he has a Ha'ara, where he deals with the Kasha of the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham asks, why do you have to be moitzi called teva mipiv if you have a tikkun in front of you and you're writing mitaych haksav? That there seems to be stira, as I frekt the Magen Avraham, Akasha on the Beis Yosef. So the Chassam Sofer over here has a whole shtickle Torah that about what the status of a tikkun is and when he has to be moitzi kol teva v'teva mipiv. Look in the Ha'ara of the Chassam Sofer over here. Says the Lishkas HaSofer Sifkot and Vav Sheikra kol teva b'fiv. B'sefer Shnois Chaim from Shlomo Kluger Sefer Stam Simen Pei Vav. Nishal, he's asked a question on the following case. B'teva shehu kri uksiv eich yikra. Let's say you have a kri uksiv. Im kifi hakri oi kifi haksiv. There are places in the Torah where it's read one way but written another way. So when the Sofer is speaking out the word, how should he speak it out? Like the way the Baal Kore is going to read it, or like the way that it says it in the Torah. V'im yikra kifi haksiv. And if the Sofer is going to read it the way it's written, Mayasa b'shem havaya, right? By shem havaya, yudke vovke, so it's written one way, and we say it another way. So what's a sefer meant to do in such a situation when he's going to speak out the word before he writes it? V'heshev, Reb Shlomo Kluger replied, Kevan da beis Yosef, b'simen reish ayin dalet, hevi b'shem asmag, hatam kedei shelo yita. Since the beis Yosef brings the reason from the smag, that the reason is that the Sofer should not make a mistake, and the Kesis points out that Rashi and Tosis in Menachas Daf Lamed, they also say this reason of the Smag, Im Kain, Vaday Tzarech Likra is Kefi Haksiv. So then Avadif, the whole point is not to make a mistake, so there's a Dover Poshet that when the Sofer is writing it, he should say the word the way he's going to be writing it in the Sefer Torah, because we don't want him to make a mistake. Aye, but what about Hashem Hashem? You're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem, or the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu came on the Yefsher, ain't a Kari Klal. So since obviously one can't say the Shem Hashem, so just don't say it at all. The Kave on the Iker Milsa de Rabbanan he, because since this entire idea of speaking the word out is just a din dirabanan, so ain donan, yefshir meyefshir. So when you can, when you can't, and vayashem Hashem, obviously you cannot. Adkan, so that's what Rabbi Shlomo Kluger says. Ulfian yazdaiti, says the Lishka, mim kaimai hu mukhra. From the sugya itself, it's mukhrach like this. The Beis Yosef, hey visham, gam ashekosav amortchai. The Beis Yosef brings what Rashi, what the Mordechai says, that Rashi is gairus in that Gemara in Menachos, Moshe Oimer v'koisev. Moshe said, and then he wrote, Mikan, but from the pasuk of Vayomas Shom Moshe ve'elech, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer, Moshe koisev bedema. So it doesn't say that at that point that Moshe spoke before he wrote. Because of Amartchai, Mikan yesh leichiach, the Sefer Torah, Tefillin u'Mezuzas, at Sefer Tzorach lehoitzi bepiv likrois hu ba'atzmai pen yiteh, right? Because Moshe Rabbeinu spoke it out before he wrote. Rak shebedivrei Puraniyos, kegoin min vayomas ve'elech, the last psukim of the Torah, which is divrei Puraniyos, loy haya kairei elokos. If Moshe Rabbeinu didn't read it out, he didn't speak out the words, he would just write it without speaking out the words. V'kein kosev sham, b'taisus, and Taisus points this out as well. V'chein, baruch ben Neria, lefi shehen kinois. So therefore, right, in Yirmiyah, he had Baruch ben Neria write the Sefer Eicha and bring it before the Melech, right? So the Gemara over there says in Menachos on Daf Lamed, in that Gemara, that because Baruch ben Neria was writing Eicha, which is Divrei Puranios, so the Medayik from the Psukim in the Navi over there, that Baruch ben Neria did not read the words before he wrote them, because it's Divrei Puranios. Hare, ta'afilu mishum davar shu Puranios yochalim noya milikrois, if you cannot read the words because it's Divrei Puranios, mikol shekein b'shem avaya Baruch Hu, to mishum yisura yochalim noya. So avada, one can refrain from speaking out the Shem Hashem before he writes it, because it's an issur to do so. So that's obvious that there's no chiyuv in such a case to speak it out. Halacha Zayin, v'yadaktek b'chaseres v'yaseres. The sofer, when writing the stam, should be medaktek, not to write extra letters or missing letters. Shem kosav amoli chaser, a chaser moli possible, because if there's an extra letter or a missing letter, so obviously the stam is not kosher. V'teva shehi kriuksiv, what about a word that's a kriuksiv? Kegoin ha deksiv yishaglena v'karinan yishkevena. Like in the Torah it says yishaglena, but when the Balkari reads it, he reads yishkevena. Ksiv uvafoilim, it says vafoilim v'karinan ubat chayrim v'kayotze behen. There are many such cases in the Torah. Tzarech lichtav kefi haksiv, so you have to write kefi what it's written. V'imshina v'kosav kefi akri posel. So if you would write yishkevena instead of yishaglena, or you would write ubat chayrim instead of ubafoilim, but in these cases it would be possible, because the ksiv has to be like the ksiv, and the kri has to be like the kri. Says the Lishkas HaSofer in Sif Katan Zayin, oy hachoser molei posel, if you wrote a chaser with extra letter, it's going to be posel. Umashmois ha-poiskim dehu adin, not only if you wrote a word that's supposed to be chaser molei, but even dehu adinim kosav teva achas kfula gam kein posel. If you wrote a word twice, so that's going to be posel. Bein b'sefer Torah, bein b'tfilin u'mezuzah. So if you wrote v'yadab Hashem l'moshe leimar, you wrote it twice, so that's going to be a psul. For easy b'sefer tuv tam v'das, simen reish lamed hei, Reb Shlomo Kluger, she'ela b'sefer Torah she'beparashis kedoshim, hoyasiyam amud echad, v'asisem oisam ani Hashem. One amud finished off with the words Vasisam Oisam Ani Hashem. Vinishar Sham Shir Psicha. And at the end of the line was a parasha psucha. So the word Ani Hashem, the words Ani Hashem were the last words on the Amud. And then there was a half a line blank for a parasha psucha, which was meant to begin the next parasha at the beginning of the next Amud. And indeed, Vaha Amud Hasheni, he started the next parasha, but he made a mistake. At the beginning of the next Amud. But what did he do? Right? The last word on the previous Amud was Ani Hashem. So then he left blank space. And then the first word on the next Amud, again he wrote a Shem Hashem. And then, since he knew there's supposed to be a psucha after the Shem Hashem, V'shir Yeser Hashita L'psicha. So the 42nd line of the previous Amud, or the last line of the previous Amud, was half empty, because he left the Shir Psucha. Then he wrote the Shem Hashem again as the first word on the second Amud, and he left the rest of the line blank again for a Shir Psucha. Ubashita Shnia. And on the second line of the second Amud, then Hischiel Vayadaber Hashem, he started the next parasha. Because of Sham, so the Shaila was, what do you do in such a case? Because of Sham, Rav Shlomo Kluger says, Ki Ladai Toi, Im Yishoyer Kach, you could leave the Sefer Torah that way, Ein Kpeda, and it's not a problem. The Kosher Medina. Why? The Magen Avraham in Siman Lamed Beis at the end of Sifkot and Gimel brings the Das of the Ravid, the Ein Psul B'Teves Kfulis, that there's no psul if you write a word twice. V'after Be'El Yerabba Machmir B'Teves Kfulis, and even though the El Yerabba is Machmir if you write a word twice, that is a psul. Not like the Ravid that the Magen Avraham brings. HaPrima Godim Chaylok Bazeh, the Prima Godim in Simen Kof Mem Gimel, he brings the El Yerabba, and he disagrees. He says that if you have a word written twice, you don't have to put the Sefer Torah back for such a thing. Va'af l'das El Yerabba, harei posel mitam yeser kenotel dami. Furthermore, according to the El Yerabba, the reason why the Sefer Torah is possible is because we have a klal and trefus of yeser kenotel dami, which means that if an animal has two avar, an extra avar, now let's say an animal is supposed to have four legs, and the animal has five legs. So it's as though the animal now only has three legs, because the two legs that are growing together are like they're not there. So memela, yeser, an extra part to a behema is kenotel. It's like that part is missing, as well as the part that it's adjacent to. V'kaim alon betreifus, delo yamrinan yeser kenotel, ela kesha'im den ze etzel ze. Abazokter b'shleim kluger, we only say yeser kenotel when the one extra aver is adjacent to another aver. In other words, the animal is supposed to have four legs. So in the mokim of one of the four legs, there's growing two. So they're adjacent to each other. V'hacha, but if the animal would have a leg growing out of its head, so then it wouldn't be adjacent to each other. There would be no psul of yeser kenotel. So v'hacha, now we say for Torah, hare echad b'sayf amud ve'echad b'roish amud. One shame is at the end of the amud, and one shame, and then there's a shir psucha, and then there's another shame at the beginning of the amud. So they're not adjacent to each other. So when they're not adjacent to each other, lo shayach yeser kenotel. The klal of yeser kenotel would not apply. Elu toichen dvarav, that's what Rav Shlomo Kluger says. Omnam b'sefer Shari Ephraim, b'pischei sh'arim shar hei, si'if ches, kosav, the Shari Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, argues on Rav Shlomo Kluger, and he says, ki ma shehichshir ha-ravid tevis kfulos, that this that the ravid is machshir tevis kfulos, b'tfilin loy omar lahachshiran kach. The ravid did not mean that it's kosher the way it is. Ela ligret ha-teva hashnia, the ravid meant that if you erase the second letter, then it's going to be kosher. The Kamash Malon, and the Chiddush is, the Lekha Bezeh Mishum Shalika Sidron. You would have thought that it's Shalika Sidron, and it's not Shalika Sidron. You can erase one of the letters, and one of the words, and that's fine. Aval Kolzman Shaloi Gared, Hayeser, but as long as you haven't erased the extra word, Mistaber Lifsal HaSefer Torah. Sharei Mishtane HaInyan Al Yedei Zeh, because two words changes the Inyan. How do you know? Because Kama Droshes Darshu Chazal Mitevis Kfulis. You find places in Chazal, where they make drushes from double words, going ish ish, ukayotziba, you have many places where it says ish ish, and Chazal make a drusha, gam b'shmoy yizbarach, in the pasuk of Hashem Hashem, kel racham v'chanun, so nidrash, we have a drusha, in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, daf yitzayin amud beis, nidrash hakefel, ani hu, koidam shiyechta adam, v'ani hu la'achar shiyechta adam, v'asa tshuva, Hashem Hashem, kel racham, Hashem is your, Hashem, before the Aveira, and Hashem is your Aveira, and Hashem is your Hashem after the Aveira. Oid Kosav says furthermore, Kimasha Kosav El Yerabba, Yeser Kenotel, the Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Margolis continues, that when the El Yerabba says Yeser Kenotel, and Rebbe Shlomo Kluger tries to shlug him up, it's no shlug up. Why? Because Lishna Ba'alma Nokad Litzachusa, the El Yerabba was just using a borrowed term, but he didn't mamish mean that it has a din of yeser kenotel. He just meant to say the kevon she'ein kan mekayma mekalkelas ha'inyan. That's all he meant. Al ayin sham udvarav nechayna ma'od. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman is very much correct. Ulafiani asdaiti yeshleimer, says the Keses, the Lishka, Oy, da filu em nemer da arrived machshir b'tfilin and tevis kfulas afshir yisharu. Even if you're going to say like Rav Shlomo Kluger that the arrived mamish meant what he wrote literally, that if you have a double word in tefillin, it's going to be kosher. Mikol makom b'sefer Torah yesh lomar the moed of the pasul. That would only be by tefillin, but not by sefer Torah. The sefer Torah vaday b'inan ksivase kinsinase. Sefer Torah has to be the way Moshe Rabbeinu received it from the Eibishter. V'nir lanufiyah and yasdaiti raya. And I have proof. It says over there, "Hakoysev shem shel shnei shemos mekayim es harishonu ma'akev es ha'acharin." If somebody wrote a shem Hashem twice, so it says in Masechta Seifrim, you leave the first shem and you koyder, you cut out the second shem. Rabbi Huda Omer, im harishon b'soif ha'daf. It depends. If the first shem is at the end of the daf, ma'akev es harishon, then you cut out the first one, umakayim es ha'achrein, because it's not covered to have the shame as the last word on the amud. Shnei shem shelchol, if it's two non-shame Hashems, just regular words, umakayim es ha'rishon, so then you leave the first one, umayichig es ha'achrein. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and then the ayin in the Masechta Seifrim, the hemshich over there. But the point is, v'im haya ha'sefer Torah kosher k'moy shehi, if sefer Torah would be kosher with double words, v'adai lo yinu matirin, lo yliktar, v'lo yilimchik. There's no heter to erase Kisvei HaKodesh. It's osur to erase Kisvei HaKodesh. So the only way Masechta Seifrim would be matir to erase Kisvei HaKodesh is if there's a psul. So if there's no psul, there would be no heter. So from the fact that the Masechta Seifrim tells you that you can cut out or erase the shame or the word is a raya that when there's a double word there, it is not kosher in a Sefer Torah, and therefore he disagrees with the conclusion of Reb Shlomo Kluger. Halacha ches, tefillin and mezuzos, im shkurin ha-parshis b'fiv, tefillin and mezuzos, if the sefer knows them well, means he pretty much knows it by heart, mutar lichtav shalei min aksav, it's not necessary to look in a text when writing, rakshi yikra kol teva b'fiv, he should just speak out the words before he writes them. Halacha tes, afilo mitoich aksav, enay rishoi, lichtav ela mishu yadea likrois. Even if someone is writing from a text, that only helps if he knows how to read. If somebody doesn't know how to read, then it doesn't help you to be writing from a text. It's kind of pointless to write from a text if you can't read what it says, if the whole idea is to avoid mistakes, so you're not helping yourself by writing from something that you can't read. Seif Yud, Mutar Litol Dioi Min Ha'ois, it's Mutar to take Dioi from a letter, HaKosov, which has already been written, Kishu Tzarech LeDioi, when the cipher needs more Dioi, LeTzarech HaKsiva, to write more. Ayafilu LeZarka LeIbud, or even if he wants to take some of the Dioi off of an existing letter in order to throw it out, Imhu Tzarech Kedesha Tiyabish Maher, he wants it to dry already, and there's an abundance of Dioi there, so he's going to take a little bit of Dioi and shake it off into the garbage. So that's Mutter. The Yuchal Liglol Asa Sefer, and he'll be able to be Goyle the Sefer once it's dry. So he's doing it to expedite the drying of the Sefer, that's Mutter. Avol Lichtoiv Boy Dover Choyl, but to write a Dover Choyl, the Shach says is Osir, that's Osir. Umin Hashem, Osir Likach Dioi, from Hashem Hashem, it's Osir to take Dioi, Afilu Emreitze Lichtoiv Bo Hashem Acher. Even if he's going to write another Shem, that's also going to be, Afilu Emreitze Lichtoiv Bo Hashem Acher, that's going to be Osir. Ach, Im Yesh Boi Dioi Yoisim In Aroi, but if he has extra Dioi, Oz Yesh Lohakel Vafilu Abdoi, Mishum de mitchilosi le niskadish ala mashe tzarech loy umoisrei mekalkele. By Hashem Hashem, even though we say that it's also to take dioi and throw it out, that's only if it's not to help the shame. But over here, if there's a ribui of dioi and you're afraid that it's going to ruin the shame, so then you're allowed to do it because the extra dioi was never niskadish. The only dioi that was niskadish is the dioi that's necessary for the shame. But dioi that's going to ruin the shame was never niskadish, so Mamela would be mutter to take it away. That over there talks about the opposite case, if it's missing dioi on Hashem Hashem, how to deal with it. Halacha Yud Aleph, Koisvei Svarim, Tefillin u'mezuzah shebo laniach ha'seiriyah k'shedesha tisyabish, lo yafchu ha'ksav lamata. If a sefer is finishing work, so he shouldn't turn the yiriyah upside down when he's going home. Afal pishu miskavin k'desh lo yala avok. Even though he's doing it for the right reason, he doesn't want the ksav which is still moist to get dirty because of dust in the air. Alaksav, mikol makam derech bizayinu, but to turn a yiriya upside down, says the keses, lamaisa, that's a bizayin and should not be done. Ella, yia pnei aksav lamala, he should leave it right side up. Either he should fold it over, or he should cover it with a shmata or a towel or whatever. As I zok the Rambam, the hechi deloy efsher, if it's not shayich for whatever reason, so then yapich es aksav, then hitaka could turn it upside down, the loy apich, because if he doesn't turn it upside down, ika bizayin tvei, the potential of it getting dirty is a bigger bizayin than the bizayin of turning it upside down.